Delta Uniform Echo, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. K6UE, this is NA1SS. Kilo 6 Delta Uniform Echo, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over. I am ready, K6DUE, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Well, I was privileged to be witnessing that, because I think the moment is the fact that we had the first commercial spacecraft docking to the International Space Station, and that was the Dragon from SpaceX. I think this is a new era, and this is what I would call a modern-day Sputnik moment, over. Well, for me, the most interesting topics were biology, that made me a medical doctor, and physics, that made me interested in astronomy and orbital mechanics and things. So I think those two subjects are the most important for me. Over. Well, the most important thing is that you're motivated. So you have to choose something in technology or science that you really like, that interests you. Because if that's the case, then you'll probably be very good in it as well. And that is the biggest step. So pick something that you like and pursue that. Over. Well, I think the most interesting thing that I learned since I went to space is that the Earth is a beautiful planet, but also very fragile. Before you know it, you pass a very big forest like the Amazon, and you see that a lot of lights and population is growing, and we have to be careful with our planet. I think that's the most important thing that I've learned over. Yeah, that's important, because our society needs people who work in these fields, and there is of course a tendency that is boring and uninteresting, but spaceflight is the biggest example in my eyes to show that science, matter, technology is not boring, but very exciting and very rewarding. Over. Yes, indeed we have. So we can use the internet, and the ground is very supportive in sending all kind of information. Well, of course you have to go through a selection as to be an astronaut, but first I started in space medicine. I'm a medical doctor, and I wanted to work in space medicine and see what the effects are of space travel to the human body. So I started to work for the European Space Agency as a medical doctor first, and from there I continued, and then finally was selected as an astronaut. Over. Well, it should be something in technology and science, it would be great if you have a couple of degrees in French or sociology, but, well, maybe sociology could be very helpful also for work with NASA, but if you want to work, say, in the technical science field, that are also the topics that you have to study in college right now. Over. Yeah, the Earth is fantastic to look at, and big events like the forest fires nowadays, for example in Colorado, this is impressive to see even from space, and hurricanes are filling your complete field of view. They are really big even from space, so that's impressive. What I like also is to see the thunderstorms. Every night I see the flashes, and also meteorites. Several times per night you can see a little flash, and you see a meteorite burning up in the atmosphere below you. Very interesting. Over. Well, I can... Well, daily schedule in the space station, we start in the morning with the daily planning conference. So we go through the day, and then we have our tasks. So it could be repair, maintenance, doing exercise, because we have to stay fit. We break for lunch, and then the afternoon we continue, sometimes in air radio contact. Over. Well, it was very weak. Can you repeat the question? Okay, now are you loud and clear again. That was when I was 12, and my grandmother gave me some science fiction booklets, and I thought, well, this is exciting. So that was the first start, and then I saw the beautiful pictures taken from the space shuttle, and I saw it was beautiful as well. And then I learned as a medical doctor how interesting and useful it was to do all the research in the microgravity. So these are the three reasons why I became an astronaut.